Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Obama's foreign policy is causing havoc and also weakening America and our allies. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Matt Barber. Matt, having just come from Israel and having been there just recently before that as well, talking to Israeli leaders at all levels in the cabinet, as well as in the Knesset and other members of the Israeli intelligence force or people who are advisors to the intelligence, I know their feeling with regards to this administration, with regards to foreign policy. They are concerned that America is intentionally weakening its presence in the Middle East, and in so doing, hurting our relations with Israel, weakening and jeopardizing Israel, and also hurting our relationships with our Middle Eastern and other foreign allies.
Well, universally around the globe, this president, from a foreign policy perspective, has become a laughingstock. Vladimir Putin and Russia, with their hostilities toward the Ukraine and everything that has been going on over there, clearly he is thumbing his nose. He does not view Obama as any kind of threat. He sees the weakness that permeates every word that he says and every action that he seems to take. But the fact of the matter is that this president, you have to start to wonder how much of this is intentional, because we know that his sympathies lie with radical Islam and Islamist nations, that he's hostile toward Israel, toward the nation of Israel, toward the Jewish people in Israel, that he's sympathetic toward the PLO and the Palestinian Authority. And so his foreign policy disasters around the world are one thing, but particularly in the Middle East, the missteps and the blunders, one after another, you have to start wondering if they're not by design, and if this president isn't intentionally trying to hurt relations between Israel and the U.S. to impress his Muslim buddies.
I think he is intentionally doing these actions to weaken America. He is someone who didn't like America. He's stated that throughout his history before he became president of the United States. And he's also someone who has been actively deconstructing America's foreign policy strength so that Saudi Arabia, one of our Middle Eastern allies, no longer trusts us. Many other allies don't trust us. And we see, for example, what we have in the Middle East with Afghanistan and Iraq. We've had men and women go into Afghanistan and in Iraq, giving their lives, suffering, many of them, from serious injuries that have will follow them for the rest of their lives. And yet this president is intent on drawing down the troops to a level that are basically non-existent, that will not be able to help stop the influx of the rise of terrorism. He ran on the political platform that Osama bin Laden is dead and terrorism is on the run, and that's not true. It's just simply not true. They're stronger now than they were. I mean, Osama bin Laden may be dead, but the terrorists are stronger and more organized and more determined than ever.
And let us not forget that it is this president who went around and circumvented Congress, broke the law to reinstate and reintroduce five high-level Muslim terrorists who want to kill Americans. He didn't take five of them out. He didn't have a drone kill five top-level terrorists, you know, over in Afghanistan or somewhere to protect the American people. He did the converse. He did the reverse. He released five highly dangerous terrorists responsible for the deaths of thousands of people, innocent people, back onto the streets, back into where they can kill Americans, where American lives are at risk, all for this one to trade for one potential deserter slash traitor to America.
Yeah, and that to me is an impeachable offense. I mean, that is when the president puts the United States military and American citizens, both here and abroad, at risk like this by breaking the law. So it's not just some misstep. He intentionally broke the law. He knows what the law is. His press secretary said they would not do anything without notifying Congress. And he broke the law. He did it intentionally, and he did it in a way that actually puts Americans at risk. This is a president that can't be trusted. You know, I was in Israel in December of 2013, and we were having a meeting at the Knesset, and the deputy speaker of the Knesset was speaking to our small group there. And she was talking about how she's concerned about America's foreign policy under this president and how it was weakening the United States and hurting Israel and strengthening Iran. And she said, I don't trust the president. I don't trust Obama. And someone said, Is this on the record? I immediately, along with a former special advisor to the prime minister that was there, said, no, it's off the record. That's assuming that what we thought the deputy number two speaker would do. And she paused for a moment. She said, no, you can quote me on that. That's what I believe, and you can quote me. Here's the number two person in the Knesset, the deputy speaker of the Knesset, willing to go publicly and say, I do not trust your president, Barack Obama. That's chilling as we're sitting there as Americans hearing that from an ally like Israel, that they don't trust our president, and they're willing to go public and say that.
And what's sad is that this president has proven time and time again that the American people cannot trust them. He has lied repeatedly, serially lied to the American people intentionally. If you like your insurance, you can keep it, knowing full well that's not the case. And now he has literally placed Americans' lives at risk. Again, Matt, I don't see how you say that's not a traitorous act.
Well, and
a
treasonous act. Rice, the people that he puts around him, we know what she said over Benghazi. And now, with regards to Bergdahl, she says, well, he will come back and proudly don the United, you know, the military uniform. Yeah, right. A guy who
maybe
actually
marched off
the platoon voluntarily and wanted to renounce his citizenship. This guy who says he can't speak English because he's wanting to, you know, they're in a different world. They're in a different planet. Truth to them does not matter. And it matters for our allies. The damage that this president has done foreign policy-wise is enormous. In fact, let's just look at Iran. You don't negotiate with terrorists. This whole thing, by the way, regarding this prisoner swap, you know, one of the things that he originally said is, well, the Taliban refused to negotiate. We tried to get them to negotiate. They refused to negotiate. So now he was hoping that by doing this prisoner swap, one for five, a traitor or a potential traitor for five high-level terrorists, they'll sit down and talk with us and be reasonable. This president is absolutely naive, if that's what he believes. They're not going to talk to you, and you don't negotiate with terrorists. It's not like you're negotiating with heads of states. These are terrorists. You don't negotiate with them, and they're not going to negotiate with you. And history shows that even if they negotiate, they will intentionally lie to get their ultimate goal if they believe that you are stronger than they are.
It's naive in the best case scenario. It's criminally stupid is what it is, because he has now just sent a signal to every crazy Muslim tyrannical terrorist around the world that if they can capture American citizens and hold them, that this president is willing to make a deal and he'll let five of their buddy terrorists go to try to bring back one American citizen. He negotiated with terrorists. He broke the longstanding policy.
He did, and he's certainly empowering Iran. Sanctions were having an effect, and by withdrawing or lessening the sanctions, we're going to allow Iran to become nuclear. And if Iran becomes nuclear, they will use it against Israel, they'll use it against the United States, and they'll use it against Europe and the other Middle Eastern countries. This president's foreign policy has put America and the world at risk. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, libertycounsel.com. That's libertycounsel.com. At that website, you can find more information about these issues affecting Israel and other policy-related matters domestically and internationally, in which you can not only be informed, but you can have a voice in. Go to libertycounsel.com, sign up for the emails there. You can be part of a large army across this country that are standing for our Judeo-Christian values, who love God and love freedom and love America. That's libertycounsel.com, C-O-U-N-S-E-L. libertycouncil.com. Sign up there to receive our emails. You can sign petitions there that are already currently there. You can also there or at lc.org support us with your online contributions. Liberty Council is a nonprofit organization. We exist because of faithful and generous support from individuals all over the country. Thank you for standing with us as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of life, and the family. We couldn't do it without you. Continue to pray for Liberty Council and support this ministry financially.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.